Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm speaking with Wilson Faircloth with USDA. And first of all, why don't you tell me what you do with USDA?
Thanks, Chuck. I'm a research agronomist with the USDA National Peanut Research Lab located in Dawson, Georgia. My primary responsibilities are general production questions, irrigation, and developing new methods for peanut maturity.
Well, I've just got to imagine you get a lot of questions from growers, especially when you come to a conference like this. What are some of the things you're working on right now that you'd like them to know about?
Sure. Two things that are really important right now, of course, first and foremost is irrigation. We're right in the peak of the time when peanuts need their highest water requirement. So we have developed several irrigation models at the National Peanut Lab that we are testing and always eager to get those out in front of the growers and just working on the further refinement and developing of those, but really encouraging growers to don't go at it alone. Use some form of irrigation scheduling, whether it's University of Georgia's Easy Pan or Irrigator Pro, one of the products we've developed. Get out there and get something that will give you a guide for proper management.
And there are some reasons why you can't. That's a good idea. That might, I think if I heard, I don't know if it was you, but the idea that peanuts have a different, they use water differently than other crops like corn, for example.
Sure. Yeah, peanuts are less determinant than corn. Whereas corn sets its yield potential very early, then it also that means that the yield potential is affected very early in the season. So early season drought is bad for corn, and you cannot recover from that. Fortunately, with peanut, they are, they grow over a much longer growing season. Therefore, early drought is usually a good thing. It makes the roots go down deeper. It changes the physiology of the crop so they become a more efficient user of water. So actually, early drought is good for peanut. Now, not, extreme drought, but a little early need for water is a good thing, much like you, take a vaccine and prepare yourself for disease. If you are exposed to a little bit of drought early, you actually have a better chance of dealing with that drought later in the growing season. We've been doing a lot of work on that. It's a process we call acclimation, and we've built it into some of our irrigation models, and it's very effective for managing water in peanut and in cotton as well.
Well, there were a lot of questions here. I'm sure you get a lot. Probably will if you hang out a little bit longer. What are some of the things you're hearing that growers are most interested in right now?
Well, growers are very interested in irrigation. They're very interested in maturity. Peanuts are, because they are indeterminate, again, just like with the water use, that means they're hard to dig because they put on several crops, and you have to make the determination, do I wait or do I dig now? In other words, do I hold out for more instead of just taking what I've got and heading on to the bank? So maturity is a big thing that's maybe not on people's mind right now, but will be within the next few weeks and certainly within the next month or two. So coming up with new methods to determine maturity is very important, and we're very excited to be releasing this year a computer model that will be an online-type thing, we hope. Maybe not available on a wide basis, but in a sort of a beta testing mode, using growing degree days and other things to enhance our traditional methods of determining maturity. So we're quite excited about the launch of that and just where that may lead us, and hopefully be a tool that helps our growers make better decisions when it's time to put the diggers in the field.
Well, boy, that sure all makes a difference as you go through the field and, like you said, go to the bank.
Right.
Thank you very much. Wilson Faircloth with USDA here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.